Now, more on the business of selling newspapers. Today's edition of the British daily The Times, the paper which we sometimes refer to in this country as The Times of London, bears the number 67,952. That represents 218 years of publishing, and today's paper, at least one version of it, marks a first. The Times is a broadsheet that describes its size and shape. It's like the New York Times or the Los Angeles Times. The Times online archive includes, in addition to relatively recent events, the 1929 resignation letter of Graham Greene and the story of an 1838 libel suit concerning Queen Victoria's mother and a silver snuffbox. We are talking tradition here, and today the Times begins a tabloid edition. Tabloid is a word that denotes shape also. Think of the New York Daily News or the Chicago Sun-Times. But it connotes much else. Typically, tabloid suggests something downmarket. So why is a paper synonymous with all that is upscale, repackaging itself in a downmarket format? Well, Robert Thompson is editor of The Times. He joins us from the paper's newsroom in London. And Robert Thompson, what's the answer? Why are you doing it?
Well, it is simply a change of format. It's certainly not a change of content or culture. The Times these days is, by quite a way, the most serious newspaper in Britain. We're losing none of that seriousness in the transformation from one dimension to another.
You are maintaining the broadsheet edition still. This is only a part of the paper will be produced as a tabloid, I understand.
Precisely so. We're starting off in London, but eventually we want to give people around the country a choice of the two formats, and from that choice will evolve a further decision about how the Times should look.
You are following in the footsteps of The Independent, which is another a British daily that we would consider a quality paper, which went from broadsheet to introduced a tabloid edition. What is the great attraction? What's the allure of the tabloid?
Well, certainly it's convenience, and in London, if you take the underground, the tube, our version of the subway, it's very difficult to aim at a broadsheet newspaper. So to be read, you have to be able to be read. Secondly, it's not an unusual format Europe-wide. You've got quality newspapers like Al Pais or Le Monde, which are in what are tabloid or close to tabloid formats. And there are no preconceptions of lack of quality in those cases.
Now, I distinctly remember, as a kid growing up in New York City, when we had both the New York Times and the similarly sized New York Herald Tribune, that in school we were taught the good neighbor fold of how to read a broadsheet newspaper on the bus in such a way that you would not knock the person sitting next to you with your elbows as you're reading the paper. People don't know how to do that anymore?
Well, no, the good neighbour fault is not something that's been popularised here, but I don't think we can fault people for a lack of upbringing in their not buying the Times. It's really that they're certainly time poor. They want a newspaper that they can read in more of a hurry and get more out of it. I think there's a real sense among some readers that they only read 4 or 5 pages of a broadsheet, and psychologically they almost feel guilty about that and wonder why they bought a paper that they know in essence they should buy. In a tabloid, you can get through 20 or 25 pages, and you may be reading the same information, but I think there's more of a sense of satisfaction from it.
How much of the content of the broadsheet actually makes it into the tabloid? And if it's not all of it, what gets left out?
Well, the principle is every story, but there'll need to be some trimming off some of those stories just to make the words fit in certain shapes of page. But the idea is that if you could buy the Times in two formats, and you won't be shortchanged if you buy the tabloid.
Well, Mr. Thompson, thank you very much for talking with us. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Robert Thompson is editor of The Times, the British daily, which as of today comes in two packages, the traditional broadsheet edition and a new tabloid edition.